Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, January 19th, and yesterday we had a fun and totally ruckus check-in with the chat. It went all over the place. We did talk about some Top Shot stuff. We talked about Fast Break, which is like my favorite topic as of late. We talked about this guy, digitallyrare.eth, that just spent like $200,000 buying one of one NFTs and other NFTs of NFL All Day. We talked about things like this Amaranth lady. It was a tangential. We talked about how she just made $57 million from her OnlyFans or her Twitch or whatever. We went all over the map. So if you enjoy a nice variety of topics and tangentials, this episode is the episode for you. So thank you. Recall that nothing you hear in this should be considered financial advice. Definitely do not be investing in ladies sending you photos and other things in the mail. Not a good investment, folks. Anyway, let's jump right into it, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? Stan Love says I'm about to shill you some packs. So Stan Loves, this is just for you. Make sure you get those packs, baby. The future is digital. That's right. We got some pack announcements today. We got the gems. The freshman gems are on their way. We know Stan Loves is going to be lining up. That's why he is making comments. We can talk about that pack a little bit. We have Ryan in Jump Shoot and Bod the Wine and Top Shot Hot Shot. Jump Shoot loves the timer. That's right. Top Shot Hot Shot says, I leave his comments up the longest because I'm his favorite. Suck It Team Holds his Jump Shoot. Airplane Mode loves the timer. Bod the Wine says, so the So Rare FUD is starting to kick in. We need a new product to waste money on. And QA asks, is Digitally Rare in the chat? Funny enough, QA, I messaged Digitally Rare today, and I said, Digitally Rare, sir, would you like to jump on the stream, or are you anonymous? And he told me, I'm anonymous. So, no luck. I tried to get him on with some voice, maybe, but no luck. For those of you who do not know about this guy, digitallyrare.eth, he kind of appeared out of nowhere and spent nearly 200,000 US dollars on NFL All Day one of ones and other very special moments. You can get a good breakdown of what he purchased if you go look up Samuel D on Twitter. Sammy D makes some really nice videos about things, and he did one today about digitallyrare.eth. So he closed that video by saying, digitallyrare.eth, could you maybe have one of your shopping sprees on the old NBA Top Shot, perhaps? Could you do that for us? So there you go, digitallyrare.eth. He's probably just a big football fan. So Ryan's giving Digitally Rare a shout out. Team Hold So Rare. There's Michael Zakarian saying, let's talk about how the pack info is shared on Twitter. That's right. We need some breaking news. That's right. It's the world is ending breaking news. It's not the normal breaking news. The world is ending because people are sharing information about the pack on Twitter. How dare they? I just want it to be known that I was not the one leaking that info to Diamond Dog or Diamond Samet. Also is a big leaker. God, leakers are the new rent seekers, if you ask me. Down with the leakers. Let's keep it going. Desired One is here. Daniel is here. Hello, sir. Jump Shoot is asking, maybe Digitally Rare is a Rohan burner. Ryan is saying it's drug money for sure. Jump Shoot's asking for the judge, and QA is here. Send in the good old-fashioned smiley. So anyway, everybody, what can we talk about? I know there's some things that we can talk about, some things happening in the association, the NBA. We are at the halfway season. We can kind of look at what's going on. We saw that big Raptors trade just now with Pascal Siakam. Basically, all the Raptors that won the championship together no longer on the team. Apologies to J.E. Skeets. I know that he's pretty sad about this. But it definitely feels like the Raptors are trading their talent for picks. They have kind of given up on the season, perhaps. Even with Scottie Barnes as the number one talent in the whole league. I actually kind of wanted to do that voice in homage, in respect to Darko, the coach of the Raptors, because I just think that voice is awesome. And I think that Evan Turner, not very nice Evan Turner, making fun of someone's voice. It's about the content of what they say. It's not about their voice, Evan Turner. Not nice. Let's keep it going. Let's see. Stanley Cup. That's true. This is a Stanley Cup. No, this is not. But I do have it. Look, it's right here. Hold on. I'll get it. So get this, everybody. Get this. Oh, wait, this is a good tangential. Let's do a little tangential real early. A little tangential real early. Where is it? There it is. All right. So, by the way, hello, Bleezy and Perfect Cereal and Green Curry. Hello to you all. So, anyway, Bodhwine with the call out, he asked me, is this a Stanley Cup? So, this is not a Stanley Cup. But, Bodhwine, you know what is a Stanley Cup? This. That's a Stanley Cup. And so, Stanley Cups are actually really popular in Brazil because there it gets extremely hot. And Stanley Cups keep your beverage very cold. So I have had a Stanley Cup, and I'm just like a basic bitch, but I've had a Stanley Cup now for over 2 years. Stanley Cups. I didn't think they were such a big deal. Then all of a sudden I see on Twitter that in the good old US of A, Starbucks has a partnership with Stanley Cups, and they create these tumblers, and they're bright pink. And they're limited edition, right? Limited edition collectibles, Starbucks pink Stanley Cup tumblers with a straw on top. And these people were sleeping outside of the Starbucks for the night before it was to open so that they could get into the Starbucks and buy these Stanley Cups, these pink Stanley Cups. People sleeping outside to get Stanley Cups. And once they bought those Stanley Cups, and you see when they open the doors, these women, you know, they're all running in there, like fighting over these pink Stanley Cups. And then you see people listing these pink Stanley Cups on eBay for $10,000. And a couple of them had bids on them. $10,000 for a Stanley Cup. Come on, guys. Come on. You're trying to tell me the future is not NFTs? Why are people buying Stanley Cups and sleeping on the street? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. It's for the clout. And we can do that digitally, can't we? We can do digital clout. That's what we're here for. Digital clout. Anyway, that's a little, a small tangential. We might have a few others today. So QA is saying that Siakam is a good compliment to Halliburton. I would agree. I don't know, though, if the Pacers are going to like make it out of the East, though. I guess it's a real chance, but I think they got to get through the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks. Top Shot Hot Shot says, speaking of leaking, good medical discussion on Dr. Mike's YouTube channel about leaking guts and APOB. I don't know what APOB is, but I'm glad to know, Top Shot Hot Shot, that that's the kind of content that you're getting in your For You page next to my face is Dr. Mike. Good to know. Let's see what else. When Tandy ETF, a good question. Yeah, crypto is taking a bath today, huh? Nice and early, Tangy. That's right, airplane mode. John Fogarty wants to talk about pins, baby. You know, John, I have not been collecting those pins. I know Boston Base last week said he bought the Star Wars pins. I see people sharing their pins and their layouts, and they're very happy about that. But I know nothing about these pins because I have not been purchasing these pins. QA says, Evan Turner's the last person that can take a piss of someone's voice. Did you ever hear how he sounds? I actually don't recall. Is it like, does he sound like Kermit the Frog? I don't remember. All right. Ryan says, I must have waited like 2 days for that Stanley Cup. It was a surprise gift by our friends in Brazil. And it was like actually one of the best gifts I've ever got. It wasn't some bullshit shirt that you forget about. It wasn't something that you don't really need. It's super useful. I drink out of this cup all the time. Stanley Cups. Bleezy said, I saw a video of a dude hopping the Starbucks counter and stealing boxes of the pink Stanley Cups. Wow, what an ass. That dude was an AG, the Futures Cups, early adopter. Surprising voice in the league might be Ivica Zubac, really. I didn't know that. Celtics still better. Pacers first round exit. Absolutely says perfect cereal about Zubac. So I don't know about that. I got to go listen to Zubac. And Pacers could win one round depending on their opponent. I would agree. I think that, but luckily they're still very young. Like, I don't know how old Siakam is, but you know, they're young. Halliburton's young. Seem like a young team, good young players. How many throwdown packs did I land? I got one pack, Jump Shoot. And gifts with utility are the best. You know what's fun about getting packs nowadays, by the way? I don't know if you guys know about this, but Veerman, he built a tool alongside Live Token. Veerman, that's Steve Veerman, who was on our show last week, by the way. Steve Veerman, by the way, who's very bashful saying that like no one likes him on the streams. I was trying to build him back up, man. Everybody loves Steve Veerman. If you love Steve Veerman, throw a one in the chat, because when Steve Veerman sees this and he puts the chat on, he's going to see the ones. I'll start it up with a one in the chat. If you love Steve Veerman, put a one in the chat. Let's go to, I want to show you something actually, what he built. It's actually really cool. Let me see if I can quickly find it. So basically he built something where if you sell a pack on the marketplace, which is amazing, by the way, you can sell packs on the marketplace and you can now look at what was in the pack that you sold. So it's crazy. It's a nice kick to the nuts. Cause I sold a throwdowns pack and there were two throwdowns inside. So that sucked, but you know, that's probably the exception and not the rule. Most of the time, that's probably not the result, but, you can go on Live Token Bot on the Discord, and then you type in a hash, you type in exclamation sold packs and your username, and then it shows you what was in the pack that you sold. So that is kind of fun. I don't know how to share this right now. So let me just do it because I got one quick rip with trade tickets and I want to see what was in the pack. So I'm gonna read it out to you. Here we go. Ready? Throwdowns. Trade ticket pack. Let's see if I hit that 5% or not. Oh, the guy has not yet opened it. Okay. Sorry. Didn't open it. All right. Moving right along. Ryan says that's the worst invention. I don't know. I get some kind of like sick joy out of it. You know, like and by the way, on the pack that I sold, the throwdown pack, I would have got a Christian Braun numbered 69 out of 699. Throwdown. So imagine that. My first ever 69 moment, and I sold it in a pack. So sad. But, you know. Yeah, I pulled the Christian Braun and the Jaden Hardy throwdown moment. So I missed a little bit of value there, but that's okay. I still think it's an incredible thing, and I still think it's incredible that we can sell packs to each other. I think it's amazing, and I enjoy it. And I enjoy seeing when I mess up. Green Curry says, I never look. Bleezy says, I don't want to know. Oh, it's fun. You want to know. It is on Discord. You got to go to Live Token, the Discord channel, and then you message Live Token Bot, all one word, and you type in exclamation sold packs and then your username, and then you get to open packs. They just don't belong to you anymore. It's awesome. Isn't there a sad drop? That's true. I missed a good chance to do that. Yeah. So I got two throwdowns in the pack that I sold at the floor price for the pack.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Yeah, that pretty much covers how I felt. What else do we got? So yeah, we have this pack drop on the way, Top Shot Tuesdays. Like, it's kind of surprising to me that people are still surprised. Like, I guess they're just not paying attention. It's like, what, bro? You just had a pack drop. What are you doing, guys? This is why you watch Dandy Time. When Jacob comes on the stream and he's like, "Yeah, every week we're gonna have a pack drop." What?
Bro, Top Shot's dead. Top Shot's dead, bro. All they do is drop packs. Dead in the water.
Anyway, it's still fun to watch, to read that, I suppose, on Twitter. It's still fun, some weird way. But yeah, there's going to be 30 rookies in the drop. I believe it's 200. Let me go find Diamond Dog's tweet so we can get all the details. So then I can just share what he's sharing. Where the hell is that thing? Not. I don't know where it is. So now I'm going to have to actually search for Pack Group Ewing's reply. And then I'll find it. All right. Yeah. That helped me find it. All right. Let's share it so we can look at what's in this pack. Thanks to Diamond NFL, the big leaker. So yeah, we got Freshman Gems. Pre-order is starting tomorrow, Friday. It will cost $249, 1,175 packs. They will contain two freshman gem moments with a 50% chance at a third, three common rookie debut moments with a 50% chance at a fourth. So some people are going to get some real strong packs, huh? And there's going to be rare moments from 30 rookies, including players like the players you know and love, Wemby and Chet and Brandon Miller and the Miami Heat guy that looks at like he comes from the 1980s and Scoot. And Thompson and the two Thompson twins and Grady Dick. Everyone likes Grady Dick. 30 rookies. But the thing that I think is interesting. All right. People want the supply drop. All right. Yeah, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Stan Loves wants to give me the ice cold like that you could do in playback. QA is saying how many rares? I think it's they can get an MGLE reward. They can get one rare in this drop, and then I think they can get a rare at the end of the year. So that's it. Yeah, all this stuff was announced. So people are clutching their pearls, but this is all have all been announced. Jumpshoot says, well, we did just get Chet's first rare as a challenge reward, and now we get another. Any merit to that? Well, I don't know how to answer the merit part. Isn't merit usually when you're trying to figure out if something's true? So yes, there's plenty of merit to that statement, Jumpshoot. There's going to be our challenge reward rare and a freshman gems rare. And hopefully the counts are a little different, right? Hold the phone. We got an ice cream so good from Jumpshoot. Thank you, sir. Ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yes. Freshman gem. Strong woman. Grrr. All right. So 249 is steep, says Bleezy. I mean, potentially, but you're gambling, man. You're trying to get the Wemby. You're trying to get the Chet. Those will definitely be worth a lot more. And you have two with a chance at three, right? Two with a chance at three. Three rares, that'll be nice. So yeah, I mean, listen, is it steep? Maybe, but you know, like, I'm not sure if it is or not. Honestly, I thought the MGLE packs were a little steep, and those ended up being profitable. So far, there have not been any packs thus far. So it seems like the number of packs that they are releasing seem to be a good number, because then those packs are being sold on the marketplace at a profit every single time. They did adjust the most recent throwdowns pricing, probably for that reason, because the amount of profit for all those dirty rent seekers was very high. And so they probably thought, well, doesn't need to be that high. You know, let the people make a profit, but they don't need to make like 3 or 4X, because then you're just attracting those dirty rent seekers. Ryan can't wait to flip these packs and buy some ice cream. And Bleezy's going to buy max packs and resell if he can. That's probably the play. I mean, that's been the play thus far. And then you just don't look at Steve's tool to see that you ripped two Wembys and a Chet. And then you feel really sad. But if I did, I'd still look. I'd look like this. I'd look at my pack from the corner of the room, from behind a tree, from behind some warm leaves. I'd look at my pack with a little smirk, a little cute little smirk, and I'd look at my pack. That's what I would do. All right, let's see. Anything else here? What else we got to talk about today? We got the pack, so there you go. You got the pack coming out. You got Fast Break. We can talk about Fast Break. I enjoy Fast Break. You know, everyone likes a little Fast Break, don't they? And I've got my lineup for today. You guys want to copy my lineup? You want to cheat on my homework? Yeah, let's see. There's my lineup. I'm coming for you, Paolo Banchero, rookie debut moment. You got to pick five players today who will combine for at least 25 free throws made. The only one I'm not quite sure about, honestly, is DeRozan. Reason being that DeRozan, he put up a lot bigger numbers when Vucevic and Zach LaVine were not playing. So that's the only player that I might swap out. But I like having the sex god. Anytime I can have the sex god on my team to potentially win, that's definitely, you got to do that. You never turn that opportunity down. Karl Anthony Towns with the second best voice in the NBA, Laurie and SGA. SGA might get half of those himself. There are some nights where SGA gets 11 free throws a night. So I feel all right. I feel like there's a pretty good lineup. I wish I had an SGA rare for this reason, but his rares, the floor on the SGA rares are quite high. I mean, we could even show and tell a little bit and look at that. SGA rare floor is $75. A couple of days ago, it was 68. So people are buying up the SGA rares. And that's kind of like it seems like the new packs that come out, the rares of good players are around this number, I would say. Because like here's a new Shy and it's 78. So there you go. You gotta drop some coin if you want an SGA rare. Otherwise, you're just a poor like me with your SGA common. A smelly poor, as they say. So yeah. But I did just buy a Jalen Brunson rare, so I feel pretty good about that. So I don't have an SGA, but I do have a Jalen Brunson. Because you can get some pretty good players for this game and not spend $80 on their rare. There's some pretty good players out there. Of course, the All-Star set, good way to get some good players, of course. It's all about how many other rares the players have. But yeah, Bleezy's also not sure about DeRozan. Yeah, I'm really not sure. Ice cream, yum, 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 says Poker Pro Eric. Or now his name is Poker Eric. Interesting. Is there more than one? That's like Zakarian's worst nightmare. Poker Pro Eric is he's playing placing top 10 every day. Damn. So Poker Pro, show us your lineup tonight, Poker Pro. When Trump, Iowa victory speech, says Jumpshoot. It is pretty interesting, though. Like, we're not going to really dive into politics necessarily, but it's pretty amazing that Trump, he is the Draymond Green. Draymond Green is the Trump of the NBA, and Trump is the Draymond Green of politics because he can do anything. He can literally sell NFTs of his, of the photo when he was booked. When he was going to jail, like he can make turn a profit off that. Did you know that Trump was selling cards with the suit that he wore when he had to go get his photo taken to get booked? And he profited off it. And now he's doing Trump is doing a Bitcoin ordinal drop. Because he's already making money with the Ethereum NFTs. Now he's gonna start making money with the Bitcoin NFTs. He knows how to make a dollar. That's what you can say about Donald Trump. And he doesn't have to go to any of the debates and he still wins. It's kind of scary times. I mean, listen, it's scary times for people who don't want Donald Trump to win because I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. Anyway, don't get mad at me. Let's keep it going. DeRozan lives on the line, says Bud the Wine. All right, so maybe I'll just keep it. Happy birthday to No Dunks and Skeets, says Jumpshoot. So hopefully Skeets is listening to this podcast. I know that he is a listener. Happy birthday, Skeets. Congratulations. And Ryan says, it sounds like I need to go shopping. You know it. Let's keep on going. Blesi pulled an Anthony Edwards rookie throwdown in his fast break rare pack from the last run. Decided to keep it so I can play Anthony Edwards twice. And that's just like, see, this is where it starts to get interesting, honestly, right? And this almost kind of ties into digitallyrare.eth. Hear me out here for a second. I know that we keep having these discussions about collectability versus gamification. And the gamification side, as I said when Steve was on last week, it's easier to understand than the collectability side. Even though we are in our small little bubble, we get it. We get it. But like the market still shifts around so hard depending on who's playing in it. It's way easier to understand a game. And if the more people you have like this digitallyrare.eth, that's the vision. Like if you have enough people that are dropping that kind of coin, even just a few of them, then that can literally change the tide, in my opinion. Not necessarily for your S2 commons, but for the stuff that's supposed to be special, I do think it changes the tide. And it is just still, it's hard to understand. If you imagine for a moment that you like slipped into a coma and woke up and someone was like, yeah, I'm collecting digital stuff online. It still doesn't even make that much sense to the common person. And even to people like us that are in this for this long, like it kind of makes sense. Like, yeah, we get it, but you see how it's not easy for the common person to understand. And so to see somebody, even though this is like a crypto person, come in and drop a whole bunch of money, you just want to see more of that if you hope that digital collectibles truly catch on. So I guess to take this full circle here, you got an Anthony Edwards rookie throwdown moment. If and when one day digital collectibles of Anthony Edwards are more revered by more people, then that should be a very nice collectible moment. And I'm very jealous of you, Bleezy, that you got that rare pack. Those were so juiced. Those packs were so juiced and they gave away so many of them because they had no idea that so many people were going to hit the rare pack. And that's why this time they completely overcorrected. And we had yesterday where you had to get 23 points made and there was 15 people out of 2,000 that hit. And then there's some guy on Twitter that was like, it's not fair. Actually, no, he was in Discord. Some guy was on Discord. Maybe he's watching right now. And he was like, hey, this sucks. Like, it's not fair. It's impossible. No one even averages to be able to make 23 pointers in a night. Five players don't even average enough to do it. How dare you? And before that, it was 25, which is even crazier. But I saw that Vinyls, and one day Vinyls will come on the show. Vinyls, come on the show. And Vinyls was saying something like, you know, if I didn't think it was possible, I wouldn't do it. But I don't think, even if Steph Curry played and Klay Thompson played yesterday, I don't know if anyone would have hit 25 threes. Probably not. I mean, 15 hit 20, got that prediction correct. And you had to have like, I don't know, Terry Rozier and who else hit? Gary Trent Jr. I mean, like, it's a hodgepodge of players. It's definitely not the players that you think. Maybe there are some of these fantasy geniuses, though, who like know who to put in their lineups. Anyway, it's hard, but that's part of the game. And I think that's actually kind of interesting. It's like you might need to punt a night or two. That is interesting to me. You might need to punt a night or two. But if you punt a night or two, then you can't make like the total score. You can't compete on the total score. So it's interesting how there's like different factors, different ways to play this game. And that's what I think makes this game really interesting and really fun to play. All right. Ryan says, just throw your weekly diaper fund into SGA rares. Yeah, you're not wrong, Ryan. Skeets community is number one. That's true. You know what? Let's give him the community drop. That's Skeets' favorite.
We love the community.
Yeah. Ryan says, solid trading decision. Bob the Wines liked meeting Skeets. Poker Pro says, trade all those blah, blah SGA rares and Wiggins. Who said anything about Wiggins rares for a Sabonis legendary? You know, a Sabonis legendary would be a good moment to have for a fast break. Let's be honest. When Trump sold NFTs? Good question. Poker Pro says, Tandy, have you seen the new Kevin Hart movie Lift? It's about lifting, aka stealing, a rare one of one NFT. So what does that mean? I buy a Twitter ad and then get you to connect your wallet? What is it, a 2-minute movie? Isn't that ridiculous, by the way, how every single ad on Twitter is a wallet drainer? What the hell is going on with that? Elon Musk, get your shit together, brother. We were promised highly collectible for years to come, says Jumpshoot. Hey, I think so. If the trajectory goes to where it's supposed to go, that's going to be years to come. And it's going to get more and more collectible because it's older and more collectible as time goes on. That's how collectibles are supposed to work. Skeets is in the chat. Thank you for the anniversary wishes. Should have asked Tandy for a personal video. He owes me one. I would do it for you, Skeets. You know I would. I would do it in front of a bush. I would do it in front of a backyard. I'd do it anywhere, okay? All right. QA says, Fastbreak is shifting the mid-low collectors like myself to collect rares. And that's the point. Even though it might be on kind of a small level compared to what things were in the past or whatever, this is the right thing to do to get people to start upgrading their collections. However you can do it, you do it. And this is an organic way of doing it and rewarding the best players in the league. Is it not so great for the people who are collecting archive moments? It's not so great for them. Is it not so great for people who would prefer to have a Top Shot debut than a rare? It's not so great for them. But I don't think that Fast Break is supposed to be a cure-all for whatever ails NBA Top Shot. So overall, and I've said this before, overall, it's a good thing. Overall, it's a plus. And I think that's where you got to focus your energy. Never before have I seen so many people talking about something happening on NBA Top Shot. And when they were talking about silver flash challenges, no one even really knew what the hell that meant other than our small little bubble. So anyway. Bleezy says, I'm struggling hard this time, so karma, because he got his rare pack and now he can't hit a damn knight to save his life. But that makes this game more interesting, by the way, when it's harder. It's not as interesting when it's easy. All right, I'm pretty behind on these comments. Top Shot, Hot Shot, when Dapper goes back to collector score, my account's gonna 10x QA. I think that it's healthy and good for the long run. So true, Skeets, says Jump. She shut you, Skeets. Skeets is a great guy. Sechu, really good guy, Skeets. Great guy. Oh, I missed this, says Bleezy. Bodlewine says, I know, right? Tandy has a busy video schedule ahead. That's true. I got to shill some packs tomorrow. Jumpshoot is laughing about something. Poker Pro saying I'm selfish. Tandy is channeling Bramira, says QA. Wow, Skeets picked Rozier and still lost. That shows you how hard this was. You had to choose Rozier and Gary Trent Jr. and Drew Holiday. And then I think you still weren't winning, or were you? I think it was 8, and Trent had 8, right? And Rozier had 7, and then Drew had, I think those three alone, actually, I think would have won it. Matt thought 30% would make it L, says Stan Loves. Games can be hard, says Bleezy. That doesn't mean they're unfair. And Hardaway, I also had Hardaway. He put a big old stinker. Poker Pro's throwing shade at Matt. And J.E. Skeets had Hardaway as well. Yeah, Hardaway gave us nothing. Hero gave us nothing as well. And let's see what else. Preach. I don't even know. I'm so behind on the comments. I don't even know what I'm saying. Tandy spitting facts. That was 2 minutes ago. All right. Yes, exactly. Fast Break doesn't need to solve every problem. It's very good for the platform. Archive moment collectors are used to taking L's, and by the way. And Poker Pro says, what problem? What problem did Fast Break solve? It's not necessarily about solving problems, Poker Pro, but I think that part of the problem, if you want to ask me, is just that people didn't really care about leveling up their collection. Rares didn't really mean anything. And also people weren't logging in. I wasn't logging into the platform very often, to be honest with you. You know, I'd log in when there was a pack drop. If for some reason I wanted to go pick up a moment, but now I log in every single day. And any website that has you logging in every single day is doing something correct. And I think that's like boiling it down to its most basic understanding of why this is good for the platform. And that's just not regarding the marketplace, when we know that the last run of Fast Break, I made a video about it, had like 160,000. No, what was it? I don't remember. But like last run at on Fast Break had a whole bunch of people buying rares and people buying legendaries and all types of stuff. So yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff for the platform in my estimation. Yes, today you can win a Paolo and the engagement is up, says Desired. And the new uses are up. What does that mean, Poker Pro? I don't know what that means. Daily engagement, says Bleezy. Give me a reason to hold rares of good players, and public discourse is up too. Exactly. People are talking about Top Shot and not just whining about Top Shot. So I think that's a good thing. We're talking about Top Shot in a positive light. And, you know, I'm of course biased, but I think this is better than any other fantasy-based game. I like props. What can I say? I like props. I'm like I'm a gambling type. I like props. I like having to guess what's going on every night. And it's different every day, which makes it interesting too. So let's see. What else, guys? What else do we need to talk about tonight? For me, at least. Tonight for me. Oh, here's a funny one. Okay, there's a couple funny ones. There's a couple funny ones in my opinion. Exactly, Ryan. I feel the same way. Fast Break is better than So Rare. Maybe if So Rare's affiliate link lasted longer than a year, I would have a different opinion. But anyway. So here's some interesting stuff. First of all, I don't know if you guys saw the NBA survey. Anyways, let's first give you like a little video. So we're changing topics here. So let's give you a little handshake for Stan Loves, because I know he's upset right now. So let's give him a handshake.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. That was awkward.
All right, so the first thing I want to talk about was this one right here. I simped. I went to the NBA survey and I clicked that if I could win something cool from the NBA, it would be a free Top Shot moment or other digital collectible. Of course I did. You got to do your part, right? You got to do your part. But here's the thing that's so crazy to me. Look what's to the right of that. Free basketball tickets. Look what's to the left of that. Free basketball Hall of Fame tickets. Look what's below it. You can get your seat upgraded. You can get a tour of the NBA headquarters. You can get free merch. And I think other things are included too, of like being able to interact with NBA players. They really stack the deck against Top Shot, if you ask me. Like, I'm going to simp for Top Shot, but let's be honest. You could get free tickets to a game. You could be able to, like, have tea and crackers with John Stockton or something. You could, like, cry on Steve Kerr and Draymond Green's shoulders in Draymond's basement. Aren't you going to want to do that before digital collectibles, before Top Shot moments? I mean, I just think it was a little unfair. I think they should have compared it with something a little bit on the same level. Not like, oh, would you rather have courtside seats or would you rather have a rare Denny Advija? I'll take the Denny Advija, please. Yeah, so that's one. That's one little story that I thought was funny. Boston Base is here. Hello, sir. So Rare Faded, says Jules. Desired says all day needs to create something like Fast Break. Stan Loves is happy now. And UFC Strike is better than being in an actual fight. I can see that. Ballers to the moon, says Judge. I mean, Jules, sorry, not Judge. Avdia, sorry. I don't know. I get a lot of names wrong. By the way, you realize that, like, it's not just me. Like, Shaquille O'Neal gets names wrong all the time, too, by the way. So it's like I'm on the same level as Shaq. They should put free HJs in there in honor of Mike, says the wine. And Bleezy just wants a legendary Tatum finals moment. Yeah, but you don't know which moment you're going to get. I mean, I guess if it's a legendary finals moment, that's more valuable than a seat to a game. But if it's any moment, you might be getting a Tatum 60K when you could have had seats to the playoffs or something. All right. So anyway, that's the first little thing I wanted to touch on that I thought was kind of humorous. And here's another one I think we should touch on. Let me try to load it up just a second, please. Share this tab instead. Oh boy, too many tweets. I can't find it. Well, I'll just start talking really slowly. Man, this dude tweets too many things. Worldwide Wob. He tweets like 50 tweets a day. All right, here we go. So I'm sure you've seen it already, but for those who haven't, let's share it. I hope there's audio. I don't know if there's gonna be audio.
Stay in your seat or get up.
So Steve Ballmer, see, this is not going to work because I don't even know if you can hear him or not. Anyway, Steve Ballmer gave a press conference on the new stadium that the Clippers built. The LA Clippers, Steve Ballmer builds the stadium. And by the way, that thing, you could give yourself vertigo standing at the top of that wall that they've created. They basically created a wall for the Clippers fans. You're not allowed to root. Oh, the Boston Bay says you could hear him. Okay, good to know. You're not allowed to root for the other team on that wall. If you're at that wall, let's listen to it. Here we go.
We're going to know that you stood up. If you stay in your seat or get up, you get up. We're going to know that you stood up. As long as you want us to, you've got to give us the permission. We'll know that you get up. We know that you cheer. We know how loudly you cheer. If you're good on those things, we can give you little discounts around the shop just to reinforce that excellent behavior. We can give you little discounts. 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 We can give you little discounts.
Yeah, right. So that was a great video, but yeah, that to me just sounded really crazy. And I saw that Jeb actually tweeted what was in my head, but like, how crazy is that? That they're gonna know if you get up, they're gonna know if you shout and how loud you shout, but you gotta opt in. Like when are you opting in? You're not gonna opt in. Big Brother is watching. You're gonna go. You're gonna sit down. They're gonna know if your girlfriend's ovulating. They're gonna know everything about you. So just beware when you go to those Clippers games, because they're gonna know everything. I just think it's weird as hell. Why can't people just go and just watch a game without being tracked and how loud they farted? Come on, that's supposed to be private. Boston Base gives me some ice cream. So good. Let's get it going. Thank you very much, Boston Base. Give us permission deep in the fine print somewhere. Exactly. By entering the stadium, you give us permission to know where in the cycle your girlfriend is. You know, that's what they're getting. Desired says, if you fart, is that a question mark? If I fart, or I mean, doesn't everyone fart at basketball? I'm kidding, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. Yeah, it's definitely creepy. The hardcore fan stand of Borussia Dortmund, so that's football, is called Der Mur, otherwise known as the Wall, and it's famous in European football. So they are taking a page out of European football. Poker Pro Eric just randomly said 250 rare pack. Does that mean Poker Pro Eric is like 20 minutes behind? Those are my favorite Poker Pro Eric engagements. When he's just commenting, on things we said a half an hour ago. I love it. That's really one of my favorite things probably in life right now. Pack drop reservation just went live. Damn, says Bleezy. He can try for 5. Bodwine says he wants the stinky drop. All right, that's good. It's good. You guys got to call these out because otherwise I don't remember.
Stinky.
Yeah, Bleezy says that's a lot. I don't want to put that much up. You got to find your risk tolerance level, Bleezy. You got to figure out how much you want to put up and act accordingly. So let's see what else we got. So that's Steve Ballmer. We talked about Steve Ballmer. See, I got a couple other notes here. Here's another one that I found shocking, by the way. Let's share it. This is definitely tangential. This is Amaranth. Okay. This is a lovely lady who is on Kick, I guess Twitch. Amaranth made, if you can see this, $57 million for the simps that paid her, $57 million in 4 years. In 4 years, streaming on Twitch and whatever, and like licking fake earlobes, that's what she used to do, and wearing like cosplay costumes, and just being an attractive woman, has earned this lady $57 million in 4 years. It's unbelievable. And what's interesting too is it gets broken down. So I don't know actually what, okay, gross. So she grossed $20 million in subscriptions just to, I don't know, like see her naked or something. I don't really, have people not heard of google.com if you want to see a naked lady? I mean, I don't mean to like, you know, give you all the secrets right now, but when I was 13 years old, there was something called Netscape.com. And I would type in Pamela Anderson boobs and I mean, come on, you know, you get the boobs loading at like 1 PM. You come back for dinner. The boobs are almost there. They're almost finally loaded. You print that baby out. Pamela Anderson boobs. Like, it's not that hard, guys. But anyway, I guess this is a new generation of simps that have $20 million to spend on seeing this lady on her bits and pieces, I guess. And also, they tipped her beyond what they were already giving her. They were already spending $20 million on her, and they still tipped her an extra $10 million. What are the tips for exactly? This is like a virtual strip club or something. And they spent $26 million on messages. So I thought tips would be like, you get to message. No. Tips, not, you don't even get anything apparently for the tips. You want to talk to her? That's an extra $26 million. Unbelievable. Man, the simp culture is out of control. QA expert just sent me, I don't even know what currency this is. Is that like a, what is a CHF? But ice cream's so good. Thank you, QA expert. That's very kind, very generous of you. I mean, I'm sure that's the first time. I think if I was looking on YouTube, it would say, hey, this is the first time QA expert gave you money. I think that's like, what is it actually? I don't even know. Czechoslovakian. Oh, it's a Swiss franc. Thank you, QA expert. It's a Swiss franc. That's nice. Appreciate that, man. Thank you. That's the first time I ever received Swiss francs. Anyway, let's drop the simp clip. Here we go.
Let's simp.
Let's simp.
Let's simp.
Let's simp. Let's simp. Let's simp.
Yeah. So apparently the blog is out. I mean, we can look at that if you guys want to. Jump Shoot said it's better than selling farts in a jar. And that's true. There was a lady from one of those reality shows. I don't know if it was 90 Day Fiancé or one of those shows that was selling farts in a jar. So I don't know where these people are that are spending money on farts in a jar, that are spending millions of dollars to get like a winky emoji from Amaranth. What's going on? Where are you people? And why are you not tuning into my stream? Oh, geez. All right, let's keep it going. Bleezy says, if you lock the full rookie gems by March 1st, you'll get a one moment pack with either a 2324 MG Lee or a Brandon Miller one of one. Wow, that's quite a difference, isn't it? Either an MG Lee or a one of one moment that digitally rare.eth will then pay you $50,000 for. So that's the first one of one drop info. Interesting. Bodhwine says, I put the Let's Simp sticker on my laptop and I can't go to coffee shops anymore, as well as the ice cream so good sticker. That's awesome. Bodhwine, if you take a photo of that, I will definitely show it. Just make it not so blurry. Bodhwine is one of the few OnlyTans that went to the website and bought some stuff, and he sent me a photo, and it looked like he took it with a potato. It was very blurry. So send me a non-blurry photo, Bodhwine, and I will share it, I promise. Jump Shoot says, the farts in a jar lady started to eat beans and high flatulent food to keep up with the demand. What? Seriously, who is buying this? Who is buying farts in a jar? Somebody help me understand this. Why would you buy farts in a jar? What is it about farts in a jar? Even if it's a beautiful woman, isn't it still going to smell really bad? Isn't it still going to smell like farts? Why would you do it? Oh, man. You know, why? Help me understand, chat. Help me work this out. Is it because like a woman is, I don't even know if she was like a really beautiful woman or what, but even if it was a beautiful woman, do beautiful women's farts smell like Auntie Anne's pretzels or something? Do they smell like those like cinnamon? It's like cinnamon swirls things at the mall. Is that what it is? Does anybody like hang around with beautiful women who fart? Man, this show really took a turn. I swear, I didn't plan on this. But if anyone has information about this, it's important. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? I got a couple other things here. Farts in a jar have more utility than the association NFT, says Boston Base. That's true. I did mention the association kind of for fun. Let's go see if I can find it. OpenSea, the association. Let's see how those are doing. I know this is kind of one of Zakarian's favorite things to do. So in honor of So Rare, in honor of Team Hold So Rare, we're going to look at the association NFT and take a look how they're doing. So let's see, what's the floor? The floor for an Andre Drummond, the association NFT, can be yours for 0.008 Ethereum. What's that in US dollars? $19. I got to admit, that still seems kind of high. You can get a rare moment on Top Shot for less than $19. Are there people? Now here's the real question, though. Are there people buying this stuff? $19, though? I just bought a Jalen Brunson rare on an offer for, I think, $23. Let's see. Activity. When was the last one purchased? 3 days ago. What? Helger Tandris, 3 days ago, bought himself a few of these. He bought himself a Sammy Hauser, a Landry Shamet, and a Cam Johnson, and an Austin Rivers. And 7 days ago before that. So people are buying this. Now, that's another one. I don't know if this blows my mind more than farts in jars, but this is definitely a questionable buying decision. Yeah. All right, here. Bodlewine just shared his stickers. Let's take a look at them. Here we go. Look at those beautiful stickers. We got a lot of Tandy Time stickers there. We got the Peach, the community. We got the lady community. Oh, let's make this nice and big. Look at these beautiful stickers. We got Beta. Look at the unbelievable art there, by the way. Props to Big Native for these beautiful stickers. Ice cream so good. Look at that. Yum yum, even at the bottom. Can you see that? At the bottom of the ice cream so good, it even says yum yum. Let's simp. And now he can't go to the coffee shop. But these are beautiful. I'm happy that those came out so well. I actually hadn't seen them before. I think my favorite one, though, might be Beta. Just too funny. Or community. Those are awesome. Thank you, by the line. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. So those could be yours, too, at tandytime.com. But in reality, if you don't buy them, that's cool, too. Because they're so low priced that I think I lose money. Or I might make 50 cents. But anyway, tandytime.com. If you want to look at them, look at cool stickers as well. And other things. How much was Hauser? The association, that was also $18, I think, Boston based. I think they were all on the floor. Let's see. Let's keep on going. Helger is a fan of the art. Yeah, maybe we can pull up that blog, actually. Let's go look at the blog together. We can kind of pour through it and see, learn some things together. Introducing freshman gems, freshman gems, as the kids are calling it. Freshman gems. There we go. Freshman gems. Let's look through it together, everybody. Freshman gems. The first dedicated rookie rare set since the 2019-20 NBA season. The strongest class in recent memory. Then we got the 30 players in the set. You know, you got the big names that you're all looking for. All right, they're all in there. And the schedule, the pre-sale is open. Like we said, you got a 2 rookies in there, rare rookies with a 50% chance at a third rookie. And then otherwise you got your rookie debuts. $249, 6 moments, 50% chance at a third rare, 50% chance at a rookie debut, 3 guaranteed. Then different rares can hit in different slots. That's also kind of interesting. So the first slot, it looks like the best one you can get there would be Chet Holmgren. Second slot would be a Wemby. And then the third slot. Okay, so like you can't get 2 Chets or 2 Wembys for the gems. These are the other gems you can get if you get a third one. And if you get a debut, you still have a 10% chance at a Wemby debut, a Chet debut, etc. So that's pretty good. We haven't seen a 10% chance of these debuts actually in ever. I mean, since those original packs. So that's pretty good. And there you go. Then you got the quick rips after that, which will give you a 5% chance at a rare. And are there going to be trade ticket ones? I'm not sure, but there might be. And all right. So then if you pick up and lock all 30 by March 1st, you'll guarantee a right to get the legendary. And also, if you lock the entire set by March 1st, you'll get the single moment pack. It'll contain either an MGLE moment. So that's kind of like, an MGLE moment, whatever. Or a one of one ultimate rookie moment from Brandon Miller. So that's pretty cool. You know, one person will get it. And I wonder how many people are going to lock that entire set, though. It can't be that many. But yeah. So there you go, guys. That looks pretty interesting. And what's also cool is that you're going to have a leaderboard for all of these players. So you're going to see like the supply of these 4K rookies go down potentially. And if you happen to get like a Wemby for fast break, a Wemby rare is a big deal. So these are going to be highly coveted moments, I must say. I mean, some of these rookies are not household names, but the ones who are, those are going to be highly, highly coveted. Then, of course, they have the Gems Crate leaderboard. For that, you have to... Oh, so the top collector of that leaderboard will get the crate. So that's pretty crazy. So if you burn enough of these rookie 4Ks, you can get the crate. And... okay, so you can secure... So then there's going to be another pack leaderboard. And you do that by... submitting rare moments of players who have won the Rookie of the Year and were All-Stars last season. So LeBron, Ja, Luka, Lillard, Kyrie, and Durant. So there's a lot of fun leaderboards here. It's going to get interesting. A lot of very valuable moments are going to see their supply reduced. This is what we like to see. Definitely, it's what we like to see. And there's also set rewards here. A quick rip airdrop to people who have completed the base set. All right. So there you go. Base set lockers get these set rewards. You'll get two quick rips if you locked the base set. So there you go. That is the blog post. It definitely potential upside. I imagine those 249 packs are going to go for more than that, just with the people hoping to get their hands on some of these rares of these rookies. And yeah, Bleezy said, you could pull Chet Wemby and Wemby debut. That is crazy. And just watch when someone does it and everyone loses their damn mind. It's definitely possible. All right, so anything else? Oh man, we're already at an hour. Wow, time really flew by this time. Let me see if there's anything else I want to cover today. We talked about the burn boards. Is there anything else we didn't talk about? I don't know. You guys watching the football? You liking the football? We did see actually the Joff. He shared a screenshot of the rookie debut set, and it actually went up pretty significantly in just the last day because of this news. It went up from, I think, $675 to complete it to $775 to complete it. So the hype is real. It's all happening. Yeah. Burn, baby, burn. Duck race, asked Bob DeWine. Bleezy is not watching the feet ball. And Jump Shoots asking, am I playing So Rare Rivals? I'm not. You know, I try to submit a So Rare lineup when I remember to with my commons and like my one not common moment that I bought. Or card or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I don't. Quack says Jump Shoot. I mean, we could do a duck race. I mean, this always takes like too long to set up, but let me see if I can set it up real quick. Let's see if I can do it. So the winner will win an authentic licensed NBA collectible on NBA Top Shot. That's right. An authentic licensed collectible. That could be you. Steve was here. It would be a really good one. Let's see if I can collect everybody real quick. Let's go here. So yeah, throw your quacks in the chat. Throw your quacks in the chat and I'll do it. Here we go. Participants. All right, you guys got a quack. There's not enough of you in here. Not enough of you are typing. 23 of you watching or half watching, but only what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of you are typing in the chat. So if you want a licensed NBA digital collectible, throw your quacks in the chat. Let's see, is this working now? I think so. All right, we'll give it a couple minutes. If you're washing dishes, you're walking your dog, get your phone, type quack in the chat, and we will do a little duck race for good old times. Team hold so rare, can't quack. That's right. It's against their religion, I believe. Bob the Wine's quacking. Mr. Kicker's quacking. We have a lot of quacks in the chat. All right, we got some quacks. You know, one other thing that I didn't show, but I thought was kind of cringe, and I love cringe stuff. What was it about that video of Taylor Swift in the luxury boxes dancing like this? Why was that so cringe? Can you guys help me figure that one out? I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it did. And I can't figure out why. I know like everyone kind of dislikes Taylor. Well, not everyone. People love Taylor Swift. But maybe a lot of like 30, 40-year-old men like myself don't like Taylor Swift. Or especially how Taylor Swift is like the hot topic whenever the Chiefs play football. But something was super cringe about Taylor Swift doing this. And then everyone around her doing this. And I don't know what it is. I probably need to speak to my therapist about it. But something about that really upset me. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. And I can't figure out what it was. Okay. All right, I think we have enough quacks. Ricky Ricardo was actually washing dishes. That's because I'm speaking directly to you, Ricky Ricardo. You don't know, but... Elon Musk and myself, we implanted one of those chips in your brain and I can't actually see what you see. So that's how I know that you are washing your dishes. And Boston Bay says, I don't care about Taylor Swift being at games. Most people in luxury boxes are awful people. That's a little bit of a blanket statement, Boston Bay. Jumpshoot saying that women sweating is what bothers me. What? How did you even know she was sweating, Jumpshoot? She was like going dancing side to side while sitting down. If she was sweating, she'd probably be in some pretty bad shape. It reminds me of that Chinese kid video in school too. Like I spend too much time on Twitter. Have you seen that one where the kids are all at their desks and then the teacher is like, all right, class, we have 5 minutes between classes. Time to do crazy exercises. And then, like, you see them, they're all like, ho, 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 ho. They're all like doing crazy exercising. Man, that really gets you charged up. That makes you want to run through a wall. Yeah. All right. You know, Bob the Wine with the nice callback humor is that Steve Ballmer was testing his wall technology on Ricky washing dishes. We're going to know if you're doing things that we like. We're going to know if you're washing dishes, if you put enough soap on the sponge, or if you're just using mostly water, we're going to know. And if you're doing the right activity, we're going to give you a little discount. We're going to give you a little discount when you go to the supermarket and you buy more soap. All right. So let's see here. Like, do we have participants now, YouTube? Give me some participants. Yes, we do. All right. That's enough. Let's go. Let's collect these participants. And let's throw them in here. All right. Oh, man, the formatting's all off. Good grief. I got to go through it. All right, so hopefully I got all of you. I'm not using my Nightbot as I have in the past, so hopefully it works. I'm going to leave myself in, but if I win, I don't win. Okay, how's that? This is getting annoying. All right, so we got 15 of you as ducks, myself included. If I beat you, then I'm sorry, but let's do it. Let's see. All right, here we go. Here's the duckies. Let's do it. On your mark, get set, go, duck. All right. It goes to Buck. For the first time ever, I am also racing. Let's get that noise a little softer. Top Shot Hot Shot with the early lead. We know that's probably not going to end up well for him. DeCloak is coming. Ricky Ricardo washing dishes in his Spider-Man outfit and a lucky number 11. Does that mean he thinks the earth is flat? Badawine, though, the pink duck. Badawine knows he deserves this win because he's got the quack sticker on his laptop like a real man, a real strong man. But here comes Boston Bates, who seems to win everything, who gets the number one cereal of every moment, including Bam Adebayo, that can be yours for a beautiful price. But here comes Badawine, the pink duck with 14 seconds. Is he going to get rugged? It's a high likelihood that he is. There's 10 seconds. Here comes Bleezy. Is Bleezy going to take it just like he took the rare pack playing fast break? Bleezy with his mask on, and Bleezy is your winner. Be Bleezy. Good. Congratulations, Bleezy. You are today's winner. There you go. Bleezy just wins and wins and wins and doesn't stop winning. You're going to get sick of winning when you're Bleezy. So there you go. Bleezy wins. Apologies. I got to admit, I was rooting for Pink Badawine Duck after that showcase of his beautiful stickers. I definitely was rooting. But good one. Bleezy wins. Congratulations, Bleezy. COVID Duck wins. This is a COVID rigged duck race. I think that's it, guys. I think that's it. I'll try to get a guest on next week, though. I was hoping that we'd talk to Digitally Rare, but he wasn't interested. But we will get someone on soon. Hopefully Matt comes on soon, talk about Fast Break. And anybody else, like if you guys have people that you'd like to hear from in the community or people that we haven't heard from in a while that have been on the show in the past, or even if you want to talk to about, if you want to talk to random people too, like I'm sure you guys probably have other channels that you watch that maybe have nothing to do with Top Shot. Bring them on, man. That'll be the tangential stream. You want to talk something random? We'll do it. And we'll also talk a little Top Shot to keep the ruckus crowd happy. But that's what we do. We try to switch it up. We try to educate. We try to entertain a little bit. We don't buy farts inside of jars, though. That's one thing we don't do. We don't do that. And we don't tip $10 million to girls showing their nudie pictures on the internet. Okay? We don't do that either. There's a few things we don't do in this community, and those are a couple of examples. Bleezy, you won a licensed NBA collectible on NBA Top Shot. So there you go. You win nothing. Good day, sir. Fart in a Jar Lady should come on. Jumpshoot, if you are able to get in contact with Fart in a Jar Lady, I absolutely would have her on. That's what I'm trying to say. Bleezy says, do I win a Tandy fart in a jar? I mean, until I can figure out a way to send that to you over the internet. It is highly collectible, though. Yeah, farts in jars. I'm glad we went there, guys. That's what I'm really glad we hit on this week. It just shows you never know what you're going to talk about. You never know. But I appreciate you all for spending time every week with me. It means a lot. I get to talk to myself in a room, but I'm talking to all of you, and that's very special. So thank you. Badawine says we should definitely try to get Amaranth. Amaranth is not coming on this show, by the way. She's clearing $57 million. I don't think she wants to come on my show. Or Ice Cream Lady. Ice Cream Lady also is clearing millions of dollars. She's going to be like, yeah, you want me to come on your show? It's going to cost you $20,000. Fart in a Jar Lady, maybe. I feel like Fart in a Jar Lady might be our best shot out of those three. All right. Poker Pro saying, what if I can get in contact with the guy in the blue shirt? Was that you, Poker Pro? I mean, yes, you're welcome to come on too if you'd like one day. You're welcome. All right, everybody. I think that's it. That's it from me. I appreciate you all so much. And we will talk soon. And good luck. And have a nice rest of your week. Bye-bye. Static Selector.